Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
A former LAPD officer is being held on $2.5 million bail after being charged with sexually abusing children. Paul Razzo is expected to appear in court tomorrow on 8 counts of lewd acts on a child. Prosecutors say the alleged attacks likely happened between 2007 and 2016 when he lived in the Covina area. It's not clear how many alleged victims were involved. LAPD investigators say there may be more kids who were targeted.
A massive effort underway right now to rebuild a historical building in Orange County. It was damaged by a recent landslide. Our Emily Valdez picks up the story.
The nearly century-old Casa Romantica overlooks the bluffs in San Clemente. Unfortunately, the hillside gave way last month, damaging the center and gardens. It's pretty bad.
The Ocean Terrace, which is our very popular oceanfront patio and destination for cultural and family events. It will be rebuilding our Native Bull demonstration garden along the bluff.
Casa Romantica's Amy Barron says crews are working to shore up the hillside right now.
Unfortunately, in order to complete the work, they've had to demolish Casa Romantica's amphitheater stage. So that too will be part of the rebuild for our cultural center.
The building, a popular wedding and event site, they are fundraising to make the repairs and fully reopen. I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Boy was taken to the hospital today after accidentally shooting himself in Santa Monica. According to a spokesperson for the Santa Monica Police Department, officers found the boy with an apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound to his hand. Fortunately, he's in stable condition, but we don't yet know how old he is or how he got the gun.
A Disney shareholder is suing the company and former CEO Bob Chapek over claims about its streaming business. The shareholder claims the company violated securities law by making misleading statements about Disney Plus, which has been losing subscribers, causing the share price to drop. The lawsuit says the company knows it won't be able to meet its goal of making streaming profitable by 2024. A Disney spokesperson says they will defend against this lawsuit vigorously in court.
Two teenagers have been sentenced to 5 days in jail after their TCU classmate died in a boating accident in Texas. 19-year-old Jack Elliott of Newport Beach was killed during a boating trip in October of 2019. He and his friends had been drinking when a girl Elliott was kissing thought it would be fun to give him a playful nudge off the boat, but instead of just going into the water, he got caught in the boat's propeller and was killed. Two of Elliott's friends from TCU are going to jail, not for his death, but for trying to hide the details from police. Another friend pleaded no contest to providing some of the alcohol for the trip.
With deaths from speeding and street racing on the rise, there's pressure now on lawmakers to take action to make our streets safer. Pete Demetrio has the story.
The groups want Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon to call for a floor vote on the issue, which would mandate six cities to set up traffic cameras in areas near schools and where there's the highest percentage of speeding deaths that are happening. Damian Kevitt, the executive director of Streets for Everyone, says 100% of the fines levied on drivers who speed and are caught on camera will be allocated to keep the program operational.
They pay for themselves, so there's no cost to actually install them. If there is a profit from the program, that goes back into infrastructure. In other words, paying for improvements that are needed to also make speeding less of an issue, especially around schools.
Michael Schneider, executive director of Streets for All, says cities can't afford not to make this program work.
It is far less expensive to install a camera that over time does pay for itself and has profits which go back into making the streets safer than to leave streets deadly.
The groups think they have the majority of votes needed for passage in the Assembly, and once passing there, the Senate will likely follow suit. In Lakewood, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
For the first time, California is testing its child care centers for lead in the drinking water, and the results are not good, Holly Kwan reports.
Lead can cause brain and nervous system issues. It can also cause cancer. So there's really no safe level in drinking water. But the EPA says it's 15 parts per billion. The state says it's 5. One San Francisco preschool showed 3,000 parts per billion. One Martinez site tested with 2,000, and a San Jose facility showed 600. Overall, one in four California child care sites tested over the limit.
We need to test our drinking water in California for lead consistently and comprehensively. That's something that has not been done.
Susan Little, a senior advocate for the Environmental Working Group, which helped the state with its tests. She says only half of the state's 14,000 child care centers have submitted results.
Well, lower income children are nearly always the ones who are found to be lead poisoned. That is having the high enough lead levels in their system to need state intervention. And also just children who've been shown to not have the best nutrition are also ones who are more apt to their bodies absorb lead more readily. It's just a double whammy. I mean, a multiple whammy, I guess is what you would call it.
I'm Holly Kwan, KNX News 97.1 FM.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps. And on our website at knxnews.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.